Evening. It is Sunday, the 26th of April 2009. This is Audio Gravity. So, a few things I wanted to get out there today. It's 4 o'clock and it's been an absolutely glorious day, and I realized I had to catch up and do this. So, here we go. I made a list yesterday and I've just added a few things today. Just wanted to give a shout out to a friend of mine from San Francisco, who I've only met a few times, but I'm liking her work and her commitment to doing video content, and she's working for a company called People Browser. Her name is Sukhjeet. You can find a video that she did on her Vimeo account. Her Vimeo account is vimeo.com/user 768540. Sukhjeet, if you're listening, you can actually go in and get a custom profile name. You can change that so that you can have Sukhjeet. It'd be a lot easier to find you. But I'm really liking her videos. I'm really liking the fact that she's doing these tutorial videos. And I've noticed since South by Southwest, she's been trying to pump out regular video content, which is great. It's good to see. Another thing I've been looking at is Balsamiq, which is www.balsamiq.com. And it's sort of like a UI program. And by that I mean, if you've ever seen a website with little forms and buttons and menus and drop-downs and stuff on it, what this application does is an Air application, so it'll run on Windows, Mac, and PC. And you can use little items and build up like a layout, so that if you're working with a programmer or a CSS guy, you can say, I want it to look like this. The way I do stuff nowadays is that I normally mock something up into Photoshop and then I sketch it using Sketch. Do a search for Sketch, you can find that's a Mac application for taking a photo of the desktop, but you can also add things to it. It's very similar to that. I think they have a free version. You'll have to go and check over at Balsamiq, but I've just started to use it for a few things just to see what it's like. Another thing I wanted to mention was Mosso. We're moving over to Mosso, moving a lot of the clients from DreamHost, Media Temple and Servage into one location. I didn't really like doing that a year or so ago. I like the idea of having them spread out across lots of different hosts just in case there was a problem. But they're, after a year of hosting some of these sites, they're really low traffic. They don't really ask for much to be done on their sites. They've not really got in touch. They just want their site up. A lot of them are either come out of catalog sites and they don't want to do any more or spend any more. And they're just really sitting on their hosting. So I'm moving them all to one place. Mosso have given us a really, really cool little reference code, affiliate code, so that we can make a little tiny bit of money on our sign up, which would be fantastic. So if you're looking for a web host, go and check Mosso out, mosso.com, and check out my blog, me.dm/blog. One of my posts, I think it was the last or previous post to that, I put a ref code in there. I'll also put it in the show notes. And they're $100 a month, but it's unlimited domains, and they've got a really good CDN network, which I was just about to talk about as well. CDN, Content Delivery Network, allows you to upload a file or graphics and host it on a really low latency. That means really, really quick and short path. And it also works very similar to the way that CloudFront works on Amazon, in terms of if you're at a certain location around the world, it'll go and grab that media from an edge location. That means a location that's fairly close to your position, therefore downloading a lot quicker than going and fetching it from abroad. We're talking milliseconds, but the request in milliseconds can be a lot, can serve it up quicker so the page loads quicker. They have a WordPress plugin, called CDN Tools. I don't know of any other network that does that right now for WordPress, so I'm looking to get that converted to movable type because that's what I use. And they even have a Firefox plugin. I've put the links to both of these in the show notes for this. I had a message from Fellow Creative yesterday, Fellow Creative on Twitter, talking about a great idea. I can't really tell you much about it until we've gone over a few things with him. And I think it's fantastic, and I'm looking forward to telling you about that in the week once he gives me permission to talk about it. I guess once it's built, I suppose. And at the moment, I'm testing out a number of Twitter clients, obviously TweetDeck and Tweety, but also a new one called Nambu and StatUser. Cool. I'll catch up with you all tomorrow. Bye.